Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah. How many have been helped? Yeah. There is so much for all of us to eat. So when I see you lean and hungry, I will not be happy. Are you there? Okay. There's so much information, there's so much teaching, so much anointing on literally every subject. There is like, maybe you are a young couple. How do I become a husband? How do I become a wife? My God. I can see the love beds in the house. Oh, are you going to wave to us? Okay. At a point, we welcome you to bring us greetings. Hallelujah. Mr. and Mrs. Jazz, what a blessing. See, today they have left a gap between you. It's like they have taken the lead. Try and join. Hallelujah. There is, how do I become, sometimes the most difficult aspect of even life is knowing what to do as a parent. Do you understand? You have growing children. You don't, sometimes you can see that your parenting has come to an end. You don't know what to do. You can see your children growing and you have finished. How many have been there? You notice that I need to help my daughter. I need to help, but you don't know how to help. Yeah, you need to get into the books, get into the teachings, and you will have, parenting, Christian living, everything that you can think of. There is a message that will help you. Hallelujah. Okay, and for this month, the book that we will be reading, you need to read. How many have the 100 soft copies? You have it, but you can also, if you don't have it, then you just came right after service, see the media team free of charge. They are going to give you 100 books from our Father. It's free. Hallelujah. And your life will not be the same. But a book that we all be reading through the month is this book. Why non-titan Christian become poor, and how titan Christians can become rich. Amen. Fantastic. So let's go into the word of God. Father, once again, we thank you and we bless you for the opportunity we have to hear your word. May we not be the same in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So I'm sharing with you. I don't know how many I will get you, but it should be 43 in all. 43 reasons why some people don't pay tithes. Hallelujah. In our dispensation and in this generation, there's a lot of buzz and a lot of noise about tithing, giving, and all these things. And when you see people who are trying to backslide, they go for what they want to hear. Hello? When people want to do something, the Bible can be used to say anything. How many know that? Yeah. Even people who want to commit suicide use the Bible. Yeah, they will tell you that there was a scripture that said to Judas, whatever thou doest, do it quickly. From the Bible, whatever thou doest, what? Do it quickly. So people can manipulate and let the Bible say what it's not saying. That is why everybody needs a Bible and a Bible teacher. Most of us have the textbooks that we use in our school. Most of us have these textbooks already, the subject, accounting, chemistry, economics. So you have the textbook and you have the teacher of that subject. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. So having the Bible alone is not enough. You need Bible teachers. Bible teachers who are able to explain what the scriptures are saying. That when we read, sometimes we don't get. How many understood the preaching when Prophet Kakra came here? You notice that just a verse, he connected it, he showed you that the Bible is there, but you need somebody to teach you. And listen to me. There was a man who was in chariots of the Italian band. And the Bible says that he came to Jerusalem, but as he was going and he was in his chariot, God asked Philip, the evangelist, to join himself to him. Are you there? And when he joined himself to the man was reading in Isaiah. And he did not understand what he was reading. So he asked him, do you understand what you are reading? Then he said, no, how can I understand except somebody help me? Are you there? This was an important man, okay, who was in chariot. Chariot is a symbol of authority. Do you understand? But he still did not understand the Bible. And the Bible says, and he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? So we all need some people to guide us into the Word of God. Just as we go to school for teachers to guide us. Are you there? And he desired Philip that he will come up and sit with him. When you take your time and read the Bible and you become a Bible teacher, God will open doors for you to sit with people in chariots. You'll be going to places to explain the Bible to other people. I did not hear your loudest amen. Just understanding the Bible can let you travel, because one of the things that God is doing is so many. God has so many people, but there are few who truly understand the Bible to teach the Bible. Are you there? Yeah, so add it to your life's work. Study the Word. The Bible, that is why when you take our prophet's book, you become blessed. There is not a page that does not have a scripture. It's not writing his mind. He's always explaining what the scripture is saying in a very simple term. You cannot open a page. Any page that you pay, you see a scripture and the explanation of it. Hallelujah. Good. So I need you to have this book. If you have the soft copy, begin to read it. And it's going to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm sharing with you. He said, I cannot except some man should guide me. And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And Philip obliged, went into his chariot. The long and short of it is that this guy got born again. And as they were going, he got baptized. When the guy saw water, he told Philip, see, this is water. What prevents me from being baptized? He said, if you believe. Philip explained the born-again experience to the Ethiopian Enoch. And the guy got born again. So you can see that when you have a Bible teacher, it changes your life and you receive impartation and it affects everything about your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here? Yeah. So I'm going to be sharing with you 43 reasons why people don't pay tithes. Number one, maybe before even that, let me say this. In Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4, we see the temptation of Jesus. Jesus was tempted by Satan. And in Matthew chapter 4, verse number 4, one of the things that Satan told Jesus was that he should turn stones into bread. How many remember? From verse number 3, he says that, look, if you are the Son of God, then turn these stones into... Yeah, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. turn these stones into bread. Verse number 4. And Jesus said, but he answered and said, it is written. Jesus was quoting the Bible. A man shall not what? Live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So listen carefully. You live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Every word that is in the Bible, every word that God speaks to you causes you to gain something. Hallelujah. Every scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for what? For doctrine, for reproof, for instruction and correction. Hallelujah. Every word of God, every scripture. It is not just the scriptures that I'm coming to read to you that will let you be prosperous. Every word of God has the ability to change your life and make, do you understand? Believing that you are not a developed monkey will let you be prosperous. Because when you believe that you were created or we are created by God, it makes God the source of everything and you can trust in God. Are you there? And you believe in the creative power of God. That if God also created you in his image and in his likeness, you believe that you also have the ability to create something. You can create a business. You can have an idea. You believe that you are in the image of God. You see, so you can actually prosper by believing that God created you. So the prosperity is not when you read, give and it shall. No, that one also can make you prosperous. But I'm saying that when you believe that you are created in the image of God, in the likeness of God, you are also a tripartite being. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And you look at yourself and you see that you are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in this body. You begin to understand. And if God created us in his image and his likeness, look at how big God is. Look at the wonderful things he's created. You begin to see that you are not using your creativity. You begin to see that there's an aspect of you that you have not put to work. Are you here? So I'm telling you that every aspect of the Bible, that is why the Bible says all scripture, not some of the scriptures, all scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God and is profitable. So every scripture is profitable. Hallelujah. When you read every scripture, it's profitable. So when you read a scripture, you need to look, how is this scripture going to profit me? What is the benefit that is coming to me through this scripture? It is not when you read Luke 8:36. Then he said, this one, give and it shall be given. Then you, no, every scripture is profitable, is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, hallelujah, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the verse number 17. Look at the 17. That the man of God may be what? Perfect and thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Hallelujah. So if you be perfected, if you be perfect, then you will need the word of God. Hallelujah. So turn your Bible. The first reason why people don't pay tithes. The first reason why. And listen to me, you are going to be prosperous in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The first reason why people don't pay tithes is that they don't know about it. People don't know about tithing. Hallelujah. People How can you do what you don't know? You can't do what you don't know. You need to know something in order you observe. You get to know, you observe, you understand it, then you do it. Can I tell you another thing? When we read Joshua 1:8, you notice that the prosperity, your prosperity and your well-being is not even in the hands of God. It's in your own hands. Joshua as an army officer, are you there? Joshua as an army officer that God raised up to take over from Moses. And this is what God himself told Joshua. Can we read it together? One, go. This book of the law shall not depart. An army officer who is going to fight, God says that your prosperity is going to come by reading the Bible. That is why I'm telling you that the word of God is everything to you. Hallelujah. The word of God is like the breast milk to a baby. It has water. It has every nutrient that you need to do well. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought that God is going to give Joshua military strategy. How to combat a foe in a valley. How to attack when they are coming on a mountain. How to go airborne. How to go when they are coming from the lake or the river they are using. God did not say any of these things. An army officer who is going to fight. This is what God told him. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate day in, day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way when you do that, then you will make your way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. So being prosperous and being successful is not in the hands of God. It's in your hands. He has put into... That's why when you read the Bible, it says a little sleep and a little slumber and your poverty. He's put everything over there. Yeah. Say a lazy man will say that there's a lion on the way. Hey. He said a lazy man is like a door that moves on the hinges. That's how a lazy man will be on a bed. It will be turning. Hey! So he has put everything over there. Yeah. He said, a prudent man will see evil ahead and will hide himself. But the foolish will pass on and they will be punished. So everything that you need. Are you there?
Yeah,
it says that, look, children, obey your parents.
In the Lord.
That it will be well with you. If you don't obey, you are going to. You are going to. Your prosperity, see, when you observe. So everything that you do, so me, I'm going to pray. He said, pray with us. He said, I will do that one. But I'm not going to honor my father. And I. You are, because he said, when you observe to do according to all that is written therein, then thou, you, not God, then you, thou shall make thy way what? So may your way be prosperous.
Amen.
So as you don't read the Bible, you are cutting away your prosperity. As you don't read the Bible, you are moving gradually away from prosperity. And said, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then you shall have good success. Can we have it in NLT? Change the version. Maybe you understand. It's a very short preaching. I'm introducing the word of God to you so that you understand that it is not any specific word. It is just the word of God. Hallelujah. You just think about it. Does your son have to listen to your advice on going to school in order for him to be successful? Whatever a mother or a father tells a son is meant for the person's success. Telling your son, wake up by this time, it's part of the success. Telling yourself, brush your teeth before you eat, it's part of the success. Are you there? Telling your son, you cannot sleep 12 hours. It has got nothing to do with working learning hard. But whatever you tell your son is meant to build up and add to making your son or your daughter successful. How many understand? Yeah. Your son, your mother telling that you can't, don't eat sweets. It will add to your success. Lest you even prosper and you go for indenture. You see that all your teeth have been eaten. They are black holes all over. Now you need to painfully remove all. One day when you are talking, you see that the indenture will come out. Then you hold it. How many understand what I'm talking about? Because every advice. You see, but when you are not intelligent, you may think that your mother is talking too much. My father is talking too much. Hey, the Bible is too big. The Bible is too big. You see, when you say the Bible is too big, it's like saying that your mother talks too much. It's like saying that your father talks too much. He has to say things about everything. About how to eat. The way you eat, it tells you that take your time. It's part of your prosperity. Dress well is part of your everything. It may not, you cannot see how it relates. Can I ask you something? When you have a ringworm in between your toes, and you go to the hospital, and they give you a small tablet, and you swallow it, how does the tablet know that it needs to go to where the ringworm is? Sometimes you have a pain. You have it under your foot. And they give you a small painkiller. How does the painkiller know where the pain is? How does the painkiller? Are you there? Yeah, because the blood circulates and flows. So once it goes everywhere, that is how the word of God is. When the word of God is in you, it takes care. It runs your heart. It makes sure that it touches every part of your being. So when you don't accept the word of God, that word has not affected you. The benefits will not accrue to you. Hallelujah. Amen. I said this just to make sure that we are just, this is the introduction, we'll close. But you need to have a strong interest in the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read it from the NLT. It says what? Study this book of instruction continually. May somebody receive this instruction. Amen. Even here, it did not say read. There is difference between reading and studying. So those who read the Bible says that study it. Study to what? This book of instruction. Meditate on it day and night. So you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then you will prosper and succeed in all you do. Only then. Tell somebody, only then. When, what is only then? When you study and when you meditate and when you obey everything that is written, not some of the things. Hello? Ah. Is it some of the things? No. Everything that is written within. Because you can really have a scripture that can make you prosperous, but you have not learned humility. So the prosperity is about to kill you. Yeah. So every scripture is important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. So now we go back to our subject. Why some people don't pay tithes? Number one, they don't know. They don't know about it. If I don't teach about tithing, how will you know about it? One of our pastors is now a bishop. He was in Niger as a missionary. And he went for, so he gathered the people and he was always shouting to the people, you don't pray, you don't pray, pray. So he gathered them. And he was leading them to pray. He gave the prayer topic. We are praying. He gave the prayer topic. It's called Bishop Neil Adams. He gave the prayer topic. And as he gave the prayer, happily, we are going to pray. God is going to help us. Yeah. So he gave the prayer topic. As he started moving about praying, he noticed that the people who are now praying like Muslims in his church. In his church. So he just said, hey, no, guys, stop. What are you doing? You see, he did not know that Niger as a Islamic country, as they have never had any idea of prayer. The only thing they know about prayer, they did not know. What they know about prayer is what they have seen people doing. So as he gave the prayer topic, they started also doing. They said, no. Are you there? Yeah. The people don't know, and you can easily assume. Even some of us, pastor say, pray, you need to wait on God. Even many people don't know how to wait on God. Yeah. But that is not what I'm talking about. Many people also don't know that they are supposed to pay tithe. Many people don't know. You can't blame them. If I don't teach you, they say that people don't pay tithe. The curse of the Lord is in the house of those. No, you cannot begin to release curses when you have not taught people. Are you there? That is why when we are teaching even loyalty and disloyalty, we begin from those who are ignorant. We don't begin dangerous. We start from those who are ignorant. Are you there? Can I have these books, the loyalty books? We have those who forget. Sit down. It's your day. You can help. We have those who forget, those who accuse you, those who are proud. Do you understand? Loyalty, we have so many of them. But the best way to start teaching loyalty and disloyalty is those who are what? Ignorant. People are born. I mean, you give your own son, your own daughter bread, and you ask him to give you, but they say, I won't give you. Meanwhile, you gave the person that. It's ignorance. Ignorance. If you don't know, our natural default setting is to be, disloyal, disobedient. Who taught you how to lie? Growing up, the same that happened in Eden has come over us. So we cannot assume that people know everything. Most people don't know. And people even who know a little don't know much. Are you getting it? Yeah. We have this one, loyalty and disloyalty. We have those who are proud. Maybe you are proud, but I will not start from there. Those who leave you, people with the tendency say, no, I want to leave. Those who forget how hands were laid on you, how you were helped, how you got saved, how you were prayed for to receive salvation, then speak in tongues, how you were counseled, people can forget. Those who pretend. Pretense. I don't want. Do you understand? All this contributes to disloyal people, but I will not start from there.
Okay.
One of you is a devil. Was Judas not a devil? And Jesus is the one who said one of you is a devil. He said, did I not choose you the 12, but one of you is a devil? So these are the words of Jesus. And Judas is a perfect example of a disloyal person. One of you is a devil. The trait of a devil is here. Those who accuse you, they will not read their Bible, but they accuse the pastor. Since I got born again, things have not been well with me. They don't pray, but they will accuse the pastor that since I came to church, what you promised has not happened. Those who accuse you. Those who are what? Dangerous, like Absalom. And we have people who behave like that, but you cannot start from there. You need to assume that everybody is ignorant of what he's doing. You need to assume that the person is sleeping around because he doesn't know the dangers of fornication. He doesn't know that as a Christian now, you are not supposed to. You cannot assume. Do you understand? That as a Christian, you are supposed to stop swearing. You cannot go to a tavern. You cannot be drinking. You need to teach them. You need to assume. That is why we say, come as you are. You see that somebody has come to a church with the dress of a harlot. It doesn't matter. He doesn't know. She doesn't know. But with time, we take things from ignorant point of view. Thank you. Hallelujah. So many have heard, but they don't know what is the tithe. They don't know. Even some ask, tithe, should I pay it on my gross or should I pay it on my net or taxable income? Or I should pay it on my expenditure? So many questions. So I need to explain to you. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I did not know. Ask the person, say, have you paid your tithe? And the answer should be, I did not know. Hallelujah. Amen. So in Acts chapter 17, I'm trying. Acts chapter 17, verse number 30. Look at what the Bible says. Acts chapter 17, verse number 30. The Bible says, and the time of ignorance, God went at it. You know, this is talking about Mars Hill. Paul was in a place in Athens called Mars Hill. And he saw people have lifted and raised graven images that they were worshiping. And he went and preached. But maybe when you start from 29, people will have a bit of background. He said, people were ignorant. Our fathers and mothers worship idols because they did not know the true God. Are you there? Yeah. So we need to introduce God to them. Not that, look, you are an idol worshiper. Nobody came to tell them anything. This is what they have known. Even in trying to protect you, that's why they went for insertion. You have a talisman, you have a ring, you have a muti, you have different things. What they have known to be the source of protection. Ignorance. The Bible says, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto a gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. So the people who were in Greece, in Athens, they were having graven images of gold and silver and wood, different things, and they were worshiping. Just as we continue in some places now. Then verse number 30, the Bible says, and the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent. Hallelujah. Even people who were having an alternative to the true God did not know. Can you believe that a whole God was not known? A whole God who created everything was not known. So if somebody doesn't know about tithing, it's not a problem. Because even a whole God who created everything, you can see the stars, you can see the moon, even people were ignorant about the fact that there is eternal creator. Hallelujah. And for that fact, we should allow people, okay, to assume that they did not know. And we need to introduce the knowledge of whatever we need to do. Hallelujah. Amen. So people don't pay tithe or have no pay tithe or did not pay tithe because they did not know. Tell somebody, I did not know. Hallelujah. Are you here? In Acts chapter 19, verse number 4, what does the Bible say? Acts chapter 19, verse number 4. Quickly. I have less than 15 minutes to finish. Can we read it together? One, go. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, we should come after him. That is on Jesus. Verse number 5. Bible says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wonderful. But when you start from verse number 2, there were people in the church. that were not baptized in the name of Jesus and did not speak in tongues. When Jesus was around, let's go quickly to, yeah. So Paul, Bible says, after he passed through the coast of Corinth and came to Ephesus, he found some people, believers. They said they believe in Jesus, but they had not been baptized and they never spoke in tongues. And Paul said, "Watch, what is happening here? How can you be born again and not know Jesus and not speak in tongues?" Let's start from verse number one, quickly. And it came to pass that while Paul was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came toward Ephesus, and finding certain disciples. You know who a disciple is? Disciples are ardent followers. They were ardent followers of Jesus. You remember in John chapter 8, verse number 31, Bible says, if you follow, he said to those disciples that if you follow my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. So when you follow the word of God, then you become a disciple. So Paul came to Ephesus, and people who are following the words of Jesus. Are you there? Verse number 2. Let's go back. We are in Acts chapter 19, verse number 2. When he passed through the upper coast, he said unto them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." Can you believe the disciples, followers of Jesus, they did not even know the word. Yeah, so I'm telling you that, look, don't assume that because the person is a disciple, he knows. That is how come Nicodemus, a Jew, a leader of the Jews, came by night. He also did not know. And I'm telling you that many people don't know about tithing. Many people don't know. Genuinely, I'm telling you. Verse number 3. Let's continue quickly. Please let be a bit fast. And he said unto them, "Unto what then were ye baptized?" Paul was even surprised that, so what baptism did you receive? And they said, "Unto John's baptism." Then verse number 4, he said, "John indeed, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance." That's the water baptism. "Saying unto the people that they should believe on him who should come after him." That is on Jesus Christ. Verse number 5. We will end at 6. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse number 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they speak with tongues and prophesy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They did not know. But once they got to know, so no. We are not even, but we know the baptism of John. And John did not baptize the people in the name of the Father, of the Son, and no. Jesus is the one who taught us that when we go, we should baptize in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. How many remember? Yeah, in Matthew, in Mark, that's what Jesus taught. So all the people that John baptized, it was a symbol for repentance. I baptize you for repentance. They say, no, we need to do it properly. Baptism should be in the name. So all those who were baptized by John were baptized again properly. Are you there? Because knowledge has come. Are you there? And the Bible says, after that, when Paul laid his hands on them, they began to speak with tongues and they prophesy. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. So they were ignorant. But when the information came that we're supposed to pay tithe, you say, oh, we were just giving offering and doing good and sending money to orphanages. And when we see people by the wayside, we help them. We did not know that there is anything like tithe that we need to pay. And Bible says, when the pastor explained to them, they repented. Are you getting it? And they got tithe cards. They registered, they had tithe card, and started paying what? Their tithes. They start speaking in tongues. They prophesy. After today, if you don't pay tithe, now you are not ignorant. Hallelujah. After, if you don't pay, now we know that you are not, you know, because the people genuinely did not know. And when they had the knowledge, they turned around and did what they were not doing. Hallelujah. How many understand tithing now? Okay, number two. People don't pay tithe because they don't believe in tithe. They choose not to believe in it. When they think about it, hey, I'm going to tithe. They say, look, let me decide not to believe in this one. People can decide that, you know what, if I believe in this, it means I need to do it. Let me just decide that I don't believe in it. This is not for me. It's for the pastors. It's for... So people decide. People have a mind that, you know what? No. It's for working people. It's for people who have money. It's for people who have a lot of... For people who earns a lot. Me, I don't earn a lot. No. The Bible says, he that is faithful with little is faithful with much. Hallelujah. Amen. When you can part away with 10... run out of 100, you can part away with 1,000 out of 10,000. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you there? And number three, people suffer from selective obedience. Selective obedience. They select what to obey. They look and say, I believe in this one. I don't believe in this one. This one, if I believe it, the consequences are daring. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 7. I have 5 minutes more, so please, let's be fast. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 7. Can we read? Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith. This way, the Corinthians, they were abounding in every good thing. So Paul wrote to them, as ye abound in everything, in faith, in utterance. They had faith. They would be praying, in the name of Jesus, come out. They were abounding in faith. In utterance, they could preach, they could teach. They were having crusade in utterance. They could, and in knowledge, they knew things they were speaking. In all diligence, are you there? They were hardworking, and in your love to us, what else can they do again? The people are abounding in knowledge, in utterance, in faith, in diligence, hard work. They were hardworking. Hallelujah. In love, they love the brethren, they love God. But listen to the last portion. Can we read the last portion? One, go. See that ye abound in this grace also. And what was the grace? The grace of giving. Let's continue. Verse number 8. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. Continue, verse number 9. For ye know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that through his poverty, that me and you through his what? Poverty will be rich. Go to verse number 10. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. When you go to the verse number, the earlier verses, it was talking about how the people were giving. Okay, other people were giving, but the Corinthians were not giving. They were bold, hardworking. In other things, they speak in tongues, they had faith, but they did not abound in that faith. They did not abound in that grace. The grace to give wasn't there. That is why sometimes you can see go to the earlier verses, you can see a strong Christian, a serious Christian, powerful, do you understand? Sharing the word, but he's still walking. He doesn't even have a bicycle. The grace to give. I'm telling you, sometimes you can't even understand that this person has been a Christian for you. When you go into it, the grace to give, he cannot give to God. So the blessings that accrue from giving, you go into the Bible, you notice that there are things that are lacking. How Jesus said, give and it shall be given back unto you. Press down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How he said, give. Honor the Lord with your tithe and he will open the windows of heaven. There are things that people don't do. So you can abound in faith. You can abound in all those things. But you notice that the grace is not there. How that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberty. They were liberal. They were poor. They did not have money, but even in great trial, they gave and gave and gave. He was talking about another group. So the grace of giving, some people can choose faith, can choose prayer, can choose worship, and decide that I'm not into giving. It's called selective obedience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell the person today, we cannot do selective obedience.
Yeah,
oh, sometimes you see somebody, everything is correct. Everything, he does everything. The only thing is that he doesn't pay tithe. He doesn't give offering. He doesn't believe in giving. We are correcting it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say we are correcting it in the name of Jesus. Write it somewhere, like he said. It says, see to it. See to it. Make sure you are bound in this grace also. Tell somebody, see to it. Tell another person, ensure. In other words, make sure that the grace of giving also has come over you. We know you speak in tongues. We know you see visions. We know you can pray. You can fast. You can do your quiet time. You are a righteous one. But when it comes to giving, even your group, even the group that you belong to, when they are giving to bless somebody, you don't do it. But then when it's your turn, you want us to do it. It doesn't balance. Tell somebody, see to it. And it's very, very difficult if you're a pastor over such a person. When it's their turn, you don't know what to do. Because they have not given even to support anyone. And they are the ones who will be sitting down waiting. If you don't bring anything, then they will say that I'm offended. Why? Because you did not, you came and smiled with me. You did not give me anything. But when you look, many people had similar things you did not give. Tell somebody, I'm paying my tithe in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Okay. Number four, people don't pay tithe because they think it's only for the Old Testament law keepers. People say that, oh, the tithe was in the Old Testament. People think that the tithe is Old Testament. But the tithe was before the law. Hallelujah. Are you there? The one who paid tithe. Who paid tithe? You remember Abraham gave tithe to Melchizedek. And Jacob promised when he met God in Genesis 28. He vowed a vow and said, if you be with me and keep me in this way that I go and bring me back and give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, then the Lord the God will be my God, and of all that you give me, tenth will be unto you. Genesis 28, when you read from verse number 10. And Jacob is the one who gave birth to Reuben, and the last born was who? Benjamin. Are you there? I'm showing you. When Jacob was talking, they had not even gone to Egypt. It was when Joseph ended up in Egypt. Do you understand? Then out of Joseph, they became, a lot. Then through it, Moses was born. And Moses is the one that God gave the law to. So Abraham, Jacob, when they were paying the tithe, Moses were not even born. How many understand what I'm talking about? If only you understand your Bible, you notice that the tithe was even before God gave the law. Because Abraham paid tithe. Jacob spoke about tithe. Where was Joseph? Joseph was not even born. Do you understand? Before Joseph will come and will become, go to a prison because of his brothers, Potiphar's wife. Then out of the prison, he comes to become a prime minister. And when he was a prime minister, are you remembering that? Yeah. His father came, his brothers, all this. That is long after before Moses came into the picture. Then after Moses, Joseph was dead, another Pharaoh rose up who did not know Joseph. Do you understand? Who gave them tax masters and tormented them, maltreated them. It was during those times that Moses was born. And Moses will have to grow and become a prince and fight, kill somebody, go before in the wilderness God will give him the law. So if you don't know the Bible, say you don't know the Bible, don't say that it's the Old Testament. The law, the Old Testament law came by Moses. But before Moses, Abraham, do you understand? Jacob, they all pay tithe. That's why tithe, I always tell people, it is your personal relationship with God. It wasn't a law. It's not the law that brought the tithe. Like we see Genesis chapter 28, Jacob is saying, if the Lord will be with me, and will keep me in all the way I go. Said, this is my vow. Said, this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. Said, I'm going even to build a house of God. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, why tenth? And Abraham also gave tenth. He gave tithe unto. Why? You see, when you know God, he will begin to tell you something. He'll begin to tell you. So if you are not tithing, you don't know God. You are having your relationship with God is mechanical. You are the type of people who say that my pastor says I should tithe. My pastor says I can't drink. My pastor says we can't do this. My pastor says I can't smoke. No, it's your relationship with God that determines all these things. Can I hear your loudest amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I think this all time will permit us. I'm not out of word, but I'm out of time. Hallelujah. Are you here? I see you being a tighter. Yeah. Your personal relationship with God. Are you here? Your personal. And always when I see people who are asking questions, Pastor, this person, especially Christians who are asking, is this thing of God? I get irritated. But if you know God, you should talk to God and find out. If you cannot talk to God and find out, then assume so that you don't blaspheme. Assume that everything is of God. Hello? You see pastors talking against another pastor or whatever. Is it of God? And sometimes you have not even prayed. If you have the Holy Spirit will. Do you understand? If God is our Father, then you should know your brothers. If we all have one God, then we should know our brothers in the spirit. Hallelujah. You should discern. The Holy Spirit should speak to you that you cannot speak against me. This is your brother. This is your sister. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our personal relationship with God. Our personal relationship. And most of the people who have come in the recent time to write about tight, we don't want to. When you check, they are all coming out of ministry. Some of them have stopped preaching. They are now doing fish and chips. I'm serious. The people who used to do crusade, they have stopped. You see, and before they get to this thing, they have overthrown the faith of many. They have overthrown the faith of already some Christians who don't read their Bible are looking for a way just to misbehave. And when they hear somebody saying something, or they jump on the wagon, they heap to themselves advisors and preachers having itching ears. They expect you to say what, not the word of God, they want to hear what they want to hear. Hallelujah. If anything is a little difficult, I say, no, we want alternative. And you have alternative. You have alternative. How many have been there? You will even be praying and you wait that somebody will call you so that the prayer will end. Then it's not like you ended the prayer. Yeah. You are not the only one. It has happened to all of us. We all want somebody to, that there was a meeting, we were called, that's why we stopped praying. That is what you want. You want to stop praying, but you are looking for a reason. You are looking for a window, a reason to stop praying. You don't want to pay tithe, but you are looking for a reason not to pay tithe. So it's not the person who came on television or your Facebook. That is your inclination. You are backsliding, my sister. You are backsliding, my brother. Just allow God to restore you and reinstate you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, you are having what we call itching ears. Yeah, there's something specific you want to hear. You want to hear that you shouldn't pay tithe. You want to hear that fornication is allowed in the new dispensation. You want to, do you understand?
Yeah.
You want to hear certain things. You want to hear that it doesn't matter how you dress, it's the heart that matters. Because you have a lot of indecent dresses. So you are looking for preaching that will augment what you already, your inclination. And when you hear, you say, it makes you feel good, but it doesn't mean it is of God. If we all want to do what feels good, hey, we will not be here. We will not be here. You need to do what God will have you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you here? Are you here? Yeah, you need to tell yourself, even when you are going through something, you know that, look, God will have me to do this, but it's difficult. Lord, help me. Do you understand? Maybe you lie. Maybe you have a problem with anger. Maybe you have a problem with swearing. Or you cannot stop smoking. You don't need to say that, oh, but go. Yeah. You would rather even quote other scriptures that Jesus was also angry in the church and beat people. You are justifying. You rather have to say that, Lord, this situation is too much for me. I don't know how I'm even going to stop. Please, help me. You see, you know that what you are doing is not good, and you need the help of God. That is far better than saying that it is the word of God is not against it. You can do. That is what has come to the church, that people want to be pastors and be gays. They want to be pastors and be everything. Do you understand? Then we should also form a church of angry pastors or lying pastors. Do you understand? Yeah, pastors, it's like when you are bitter, unforgiving. But we need to come as we are and say that, Lord, this thing is difficult for me. Help me. Hallelujah. Yeah, and it is like that also with the tithe. You don't need to say that, oh, it's Old Testament. Oh, we are not supposed to. You need to say that, hey, Lord, when I give 10%, what is left is not much. But that is where God will show you that, look, he will release a power, supernatural power. Hallelujah. Supernatural power will come over you. You will have divine provision. You will have divine health. You will have divine supply. He will open doors that you have no ideas about it. He will take care of you in a way that you can't imagine. You will never be sick. You will not go to hospital. So many things you have to spend money for. He will do it supernaturally. Hallelujah. Yeah. You will not hear bad news from here. You will not have a pain. You need to. Nobody will run into your car. So you will not have freak accident. There are things that you don't have any ideas. But when you tithe, you say that God is. And he also rises up to protect you. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
He lift his countenance upon
Amen.
You and cause you to become who he has called you to be. May your faith not fail. I see you obeying every word of God. I see you making your way prosperous. And I see you having a good success. The Lord bless you. I said the Lord bless you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Close your eyes with me as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for your word. May we not be the same because we came. Holy Spirit of God, have your way. We thank you. Now with your eyes closed, if you are here, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me and pray for me. I came to church and I want to give my life to Jesus. I don't want to go to hell. I would like to be born again. So I will be in heaven when this life is over. If this is what you are saying, close your eyes wherever you are and please lift only your right hand. Only your right hand. Lift it high above your head. You want to be born again. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it high above your head and I'll pray with you. Father, behold every hand that is lifted. I pray with your sons and daughters that today salvation will be our portion. If you've lifted your hand, please move from where you are and come to me. I want to pray with you. My sister, come. Yes. My sister in white. Black, come. Move. Come. You lifted your hand. Please come. Right here. You lifted your hand. Quickly come. Come to the front. Come. Come. Please come closer. Come closer. Come closer. God bless you. You lifted your hand. Come. Come. I'm waiting for you. From the back, from everywhere. Please lift your two hands like this to the Lord and say this prayer with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, this afternoon, I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. You are the Son of God. You died for me and you rose again. I receive you into my heart as the Lord, the Savior, and the Master. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Amen. Father, we thank you for the life of your wonderful children. We pray with them and we pray for them. Let the grace of God that brings salvation be their portion. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Parklands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.